Now, here's Dr. John Coben with today's Liberty Minutes on TRN, the Tyranny Response Network.
Why should the state license marriages? This is Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. Why do we need the government's permission to get married? After all, that is precisely what a marriage license entails. The dictionary defines license as an official or legal permission to do or own a specified thing. It is permission granted by a competent authority, as of a government, to do some act or engage in some transaction which would be unlawful without such right or permission. So far as I know, people have been getting married for millennia without a license. So why do Americans, Christians in particular, need a license to marry? I bet that St. Augustine of Hippo and his wife Monica, Martin and Catherine Luther, John and Marjorie or Margaret Knox, George and Martha Washington, Patrick and Sarah or Dorothea Henry, Robert E. and Mary Ann Lee, Louis and Marie Pasteur, Alexander Graham and Mabel Hubbard Bell, and Thomas and Mary or Mina Edison didn't have one. Alternatively, a case can be made for covenant marriage. After all, a marriage vow is simply a strong contract that is enforced by a social cohort. A vow is an earnest promise to perform a specified act or behave in a certain manner, and is thus a species of any other contractual arrangement. Covenant is merely a sophisticated word meaning contract or agreement. Thus, a covenant marriage is a binding contractual agreement based on the vows or earnest promises of a man and a woman whereby the couple is fused together for life. In addition, language can be incorporated into the marriage covenant document that deals with property rights, inheritance and property distribution, guardianship for minor children, and so forth. Like all contracts, the marriage covenant is signed by the parties, that is, the groom and the bride, and it can be notarized or signed by several witnesses of the pair's public vows, making the covenant legal and enforceable under the common law. Note that covenant marriage is not the same thing as the supergovernmental covenant marriages legislated in Louisiana 1997, Arizona 1998, or Arkansas in 2001. With a covenant marriage, the form of the marriage ceremony is slightly altered. As with state-sanctioned marriage and weddings, the public ceremony and celebration remain intact, although the preacher's words, "by the powers vested in me by the state of," are eliminated. As a result, there is little visible difference between the modern state-sanctioned marriage and a covenant-based marriage. The formal process of marriage is little changed by replacing the government-issued marriage license with the marriage covenant certificate. That fact should hopefully serve to set at ease the minds of many traditionalists who might balk at the notion of stateless marriage. But doesn't the state government require that couples obtain a marriage license? Well, while on the one hand they do mandate its use, on the other hand, the law of each state usually provides for other means of having state-recognized marriage, such as common law marriage. In some states, a couple living together as man and wife for some specified number of years, such as 7 years, is considered legally married. In other states, if a couple simply checks into a hotel room, they are considered legally married when they sign the register with the same last name. However, the idea of marriage licensing is a relatively new phenomenon. While some states began registering marriages during the 19th century, especially interracial ones, full-scale licensing did not begin until around 1930. Some bureaus like to see a marriage license to obtain a passport or a driver's license, but not always. For the most part, a licenseless couple can live without much nuisance. Why should it matter, especially to those of us who love liberty, whether or not the government wants us to get a license for our marriage? Who cares? Well, our goal in life, especially for Christians, is not to be defiant to authority or to have a rebellious attitude. However, there are some public policies which we can reject. 1, because they are morally repugnant to our religious or philosophical convictions, and 2, because the potential penalties for disobedience are small. The marriage license is one such repugnant policy that we can and should defy. Christians and pastors should reject the use of the state marriage license and favor the use of a marriage covenant. Let us remember that God ordained marriage in the Garden of Eden between Adam and Eve without the use of a license or sanction from the state, Genesis 2:18 through 25. Similarly, the vows recorded in the public marriage ceremony of Boaz and Ruth were of the covenantal variety, Ruth 4:1, 10, and 11. In Christian doctrine, marriage is a covenant relationship, Malachi 2:4, designed for man's happiness, Genesis 2:18, to increase human population, Genesis 1:28 and 9:1, to bring up godly offspring, Malachi 2:15, and to prevent fornication, 1 Corinthians 7:2. God nowhere ordains the state to oversee or regulate marriage. The fact that the state has usurped this role does not legitimize its licensing practices or give it a place in God's economy for marriage. States enact legislation and issue decrees, but neither thing can abrogate the institution of marriage established by God. There is simply no good reason or God-glorifying purpose why Christians should utilize marriage licenses. A Christian who marries without a license will not be any less married than Martin and Catherine Luther, George and Martha Washington, Charles and Susanna Spurgeon, or their own great-grandparents. Consequently, evangelicals would do well to jettison the practice and free themselves from a potential tyranny of the state. As the Apostle Paul says, "You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men." 1 Corinthians 7:23. As Christians, we ought to obey God rather than men, and, along with all those who love liberty, reject the use of the marriage license and encourage the use of marriage covenants. And this has been Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. To find out more about Liberty Minutes, please visit www.policyofliberty.net.